You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Melchizedek. This is a name you probably don't hear too many people being called in your day-to-day life. Even as old names go, this isn't a name that's given to people very often. We struggle to say it, don't we? We see these weird names in the scripture, and we don't know how to pronounce them. We don't even know who they are. But what's important to know is that this is one of the key figures of the Old Testament that isn't spoken about very much. Go ahead and talk to the Protestants down the way. You'll say Melchizedek, and they'll say, is that an Old Testament guy? I don't know anything about him. Well, as Catholics and as Christians, this is a very important figure, because the exact reason why it's brought up here in Hebrews, it talks about how Abraham visited this king immediately after despoiling his enemies, stealing their treasure when they came against him. And Abraham, our father in faith, saw within this man a great priesthood. He was the king of Jerusalem at that time. He was also a priest of God Most High. Yet, he didn't have any relationship to the Jewish people. He wasn't a son of Abraham. And what's interesting is that Abraham saw such greatness in him that he was truly a priest of God, that he brought him a tithe, 10% of everything he had just earned through battle. In addition to that, Abraham saw that this was a man who had no beginning and had no end. Here in the scripture, it never talks about him having parents, and it never mentions the fact that he died. Not that he didn't die, not that he didn't have parents, but because of this, the church has always seen in this figure a sign of Jesus Christ, who is a priest, who never has a beginning or an end. Jesus Christ, who is also the true king, the king who brings peace. As it says here, he is the king of Salem who brings peace. And so this is a great figure of Jesus Christ. In addition, after Abraham brings him this tithe, Melchizedek performs a sacrifice. And do you know what he does? He offers to God gifts of bread and wine. Who else offers a gift of bread and wine? Jesus Christ at the Last Supper. You know who else offers a gift of bread and wine? Every Roman Catholic priest, every single day of their lives. And so Jesus Christ shares within this line because he has no beginning or end. And because of that, his priesthood can be shared even by somebody as worthy a priest as the one who's before you. And his priesthood is perpetuated in us. And that sacrifice which he offers is perpetuated. And so we see within this figure and are reminded of the fact that Jesus Christ's priesthood has no beginning or end. And so we celebrate that today. So as this gift of bread and wine is offered up, we remember that this is a sacrifice which has no beginning, has no end, and makes the true God present, even when it's offered at the hands of an unworthy priest. Let's seek to receive him, and seek to receive the gift which he has given us in this almighty priesthood without end, in the order of Melchizedek. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.